This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Bill, obviously today is the last home game for the Bills here at the current Highmark Stadium before they move next door to the new Highmark Stadium. What does it mean for you, especially coming from Charlotte, to fly back here to Buffalo to be part of this experience?
I mean, season ticket holder, and this is the one that you just can't miss. You know, just like next year, the first game of the year, you can't miss that one either. So I think it's going to be an emotional game. I mean, a lot of nostalgia, a lot of memories there, and it's going to be great to toast the Bills at the end of the Highmark, and obviously congratulate them on a great season. Hopefully it continues.
What is your favorite memory in all the years that you've been going to Bills games here? Do you have a specific memory that sticks out to you?
I don't think there's a specific one. I mean, so many good ones with family and friends. I mean, as a kid, I sold peanuts out of my radio flyer wagon. But it's been great. All of them have been great. Obviously, ups and downs when it comes to you know, the ending of the season and the Bills in total. But, you know, they're the Bills. They're always going to be our team.
I know that there's been many players, great players, that have come through the stadium to play for the Bills. Who've been, you know, some of your favorite players to watch, or is there one in particular that you've loved?
I mean, I think you got to go, you know, old school Jim Kelly. As a kid growing up in the, you know, in the late 80s, 90s, like that was the team, and he certainly was like my favorite player.
Good. And just the emotion. I mean, can you feel it building up already? I know that it's only, you know, just after 1 o'clock here, but I'm sure that everyone around here is starting to feel that emotion of this is it. This is the last ride for the Bills in the stadium.
Yeah, I think there's something different in the air. I think everybody realizes how important this game is and what it means to the fan base and the team itself. And then obviously the owners too.
Anything else you want to add, Bill?
No, go Bills. Let's get a W and keep it going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What brings you out here from Wichita to Buffalo to capture this last moment of Highmark Stadium here?
Well, I grew up here and used to work at the stadium in 1976, so I saw a lot of great concerts, a lot of bad football, and just try to come back every year, and this is just a place that's so near and dear to my heart. It's amazing.
So it was a priority for you to be able to get back home to Western New York here to catch the Bills in their last game here,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Yeah.
Now, I mean, you've had some memories here. You've been around the stadium for a while. What are some of your favorite memories of this stadium here in all the years that it's been open?
Sitting in the stadium last year in the end zone and watching Josh Allen run towards us to close the Chiefs out was the most amazing thing. And I was there with my daughter, and it was just the best memory ever.
That's awesome. I mean, you mentioned Josh Allen. Who are some of your favorite players that you've ever watched or wear a Bills uniform, take the field and play for the Bills over the years?
Well, of course, there's Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith and that whole era. And I went through some of the drought years and saw some Eric Molds and that too. But for me, it's like Josh Allen is my favorite.
And when we're out here, I mean, I'm sure you guys are heading to, you know, somewhere to enjoy this moment, but can you just feel the energy? I mean, what are you feeling out here as people get ready to watch the team play their, what's likely their final game at this stadium?
Family. It's about family, and I try to bring my daughter back, a different daughter every year now, and it's just amazing because this is about family. It's just different, and you have to experience it.
Very good. Toby, anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Obviously, we're here at the final game at Highmark Stadium before the Bills make the move to the new Highmark Stadium next season. What's your emotions like right now? How are you feeling as the Bills get ready to play their final game in the stadium?
It's emotional. You know, I'm up here by myself just getting the last game in of the year, and it's sad that they won't be here for the playoffs most likely, but
right.
You know, we can just move on and make new memories in the new stadium.
Was it a priority for you to be here, to be at the last game at this stadium before they make the jump? I mean, how important was it for you to be here for that final game?
Honestly, I thought my last game was back in December, but I ended up grabbing a ticket for here, and
nice.
I wasn't planning on coming this weekend, but I'm glad I did, so.
Very good. I'm sure you've been to a number of games here at the stadium, but is there a particular memory or moment that took place here that will stick out to you and it's kind of your favorite moment of this stadium?
I was here in the Blizzard game against Indy.
Yeah.
That was amazing. 12 rows up, couldn't see the field. So I'll always remember that game.
Awesome. And of the years that the team has been playing here, do you have a favorite player or favorite group of players that you watched play on this field and you know,
compete for the Bills?
I love watching Josh Allen, you know, and James Cook is always a high runner.
Well, Ed, obviously here at the outside of Highmark Stadium for the final home game here at the current stadium before the team moves over, what does it mean to you to be here, to be able to be here to see the Bills play their last game at the stadium?
I think it's a nice opportunity to kind of see them close out, and can't wait to get into the new place. It's looking gorgeous, so.
How important was it for you to be here for the final game at the stadium? Was it a priority for you?
It was. This is our first year with season tickets, and that was part of the reason we kind of jumped on it this year, was to see the closeout of the Ralph and see the new stadium next year. So,
Now, I know that there's been a lot of memories here at this stadium in the 52 years the team has played here. Is there anything in particular in your mind that sticks out to you in terms of a favorite memory here?
My favorite memory was Kyle Williams' last game. Came here for that. It was fan appreciation all day long, and then he took a victory lap after the game, got to shake the man's hand, thank him for his years of service with the Bills. So that's probably my best memory of games here.
Of all the players that have come through the stadium, is there one player or a number of players that stick out to you in terms of who you always love to see put on that red, white, and blue Bills uniform?
Older players, it was Molds, Kyle Williams. They always represented the Bills well, even though, you know, those were some of the down years. And then obviously with the new crowd, obviously Josh, Shakir. Yeah, so number of players. But
and I know we're a few hours away from kickoff, but can you feel that build-up and the emotion a little bit from everybody else here that, you know, this is it, this is the last hurrah before the team moves over to their nice new digs in the new stadium?
We literally just pulled in, so just starting to get the vibe. But yeah, I'm sure we're gonna feel it more as game time approaches. So definitely.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills!
Obviously, we're outside here enjoying ourselves before the final game at Highmark Stadium here, the current Highmark Stadium. Just take us through what you're feeling and your thoughts just on this final game and what it means to be here for it.
Lots and lots of memories here. My family's had season tickets for 45 years and we sit in those same seats now, so we have tons of memories that we're kind of sorting through, I imagine, and excited for the next year, but this is going to be a hard game.
Yeah.
There will be tears. There are going to be tears of joy and awesomeness, and it's just been one of the only things that we both do for ourselves is coming here and hoping to relive some of these feelings in the new stadium, but nothing's going to beat the Ralph.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it a priority for you ladies to be here for this game in particular? Was it important for you to get the chance to come here and say, you know, your final goodbyes to the current stadium?
Absolutely. There's no way I was missing this game. It's been on the schedule since the beginning of the season.
And it's been important to be with our friends. Everybody came here today to celebrate this day and to have that last memory of the Ralph in our hearts.
For sure, absolutely. Of all the years that you guys have been coming to check out games here at the stadium, is there anything in particular that stands out to you as a favorite memory, a core memory, or, you know, a game or something like that?
Oh, for sure, the snow game. That was at the Colts game. Like, how many years ago was that? 3-4 years ago?
2017. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That game was the absolute best game. I mean, we've seen so many things here, right? But that was the best one.
The other one was the game after DeMar in Cincinnati, because when they had the two run backs for the touchdowns, that was like everybody was again emotional, and it was really, really great to see the team come back after that.
Yeah, absolutely. And of all the teams that have been here, I know there's been a number of players that have come here. Are there any players or one player in particular that stands out to you guys? This is like your favorite that you've been able to watch here in their time?
I mean,
our Lord and Savior, Joshua Patrick Allen.
Everybody loves Josh, right? But I'm a huge Deion fan, and I just love what he brings to the team and what he brings to the city and how much he does for the people around him.
Yeah, absolutely. And how cool is this environment to see? I know that it's a tailgate, probably a weekly thing, but this is the last game here at the current stadium. Just, I mean, does this differ from usual weeks that you're here tailgating?
I mean, a little, because we're all a little more emotional, but this is every week. We're here at the same spot with the same people around us. And I mean, yeah, it's a little more charged, but this is just where we are. This is family, right?
This is home. Yeah. This is home.
Very good. Anything else you ladies would like to add?
Go Bills.
I don't think so. Go Bills.
Obviously, we're all here outside the current Highmark Stadium getting ready for the final game before the team makes the jump to the new stadium right next door. Take us through just how you're feeling right now in terms of this last game at the current stadium and maybe the emotion you're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little sad. I mean, I grew up just, you know, being a huge Bills fan, coming to the stadium. I came to a lot of games with my father, so I have a lot of memories of us doing that when I was very little, even now that I'm now an adult, and coming to these games. And, you know, I have tickets in the new stadium, and hopefully I'll be able to take my kids there as they get a little bit older. But, you know, it's definitely bittersweet to see the end of this era here at Highmark.
I know a lot of people were telling me earlier that it's a priority for them to be here for this final game, to be able to kind of give their final goodbyes to this stadium. Is that it, are you kind of in the same mode where, you know, this was one where you kind of wanted to hold on to those tickets and get in there?
Yeah, no, I think so. It's a little sad not to have a home playoff game, right, because the stakes are higher and the emotions are higher. And, you know, although this game might not matter for much here in this year, but it is important to kind of see, you know, say goodbye to this chapter of Bill's history and be a part of that and say I was there.
Yeah, absolutely. Of all the years that you've been going to games, is there a moment, is there a game, is there anything in particular that sticks out to you as your favorite memory in that stadium?
Last year coming here in the Ravens game and seeing the emotions of kind of getting up early and almost, you know, blowing the lead there at the end. But, you know, just the energy in the stadium that night was pretty intense. And that's really what I enjoyed the most about coming to the Bills games in general, is just how intense it gets, how passionate the fans are. And I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how things transfer over to the new stadium next year.
And when it comes to some of the favorite players to come through Buffalo, I know that we've had a number of really good players. Do you have a favorite or a favorite group of players that you've loved watching in that stadium donning the red, white, and blue?
Well, I mean, I say as far as my childhood, you know, obviously, you know, Fred Jackson, he was very big in the community, did a lot of things, always pushed through. You know, I think we got a lot of Cinderella stories that came out of Buffalo, whether it was Stevie Johnson, Fred Jackson, Kyle Williams, a lot of heart came through Buffalo. And I think it really embodies kind of what this fandom is about.
And then what? And obviously, every week is an environment here. It's a fun environment where people are coming in. But what is this week? How does this week already differ in the time that we have a couple of hours before kickoff?
Well, I mean, I think people are here for this event, right? They're not necessarily here to see the game necessarily, but just to be a part of the moment here, the final chapter here and the final game here at the old Highmark.
Paul, obviously here for the final game here at Highmark Stadium. Just what does it mean for you to be here, to be able to catch the Bills, play their final game before they make the jump to the new stadium?
Well, longtime season ticket holder. I mean, this has been home for a long, long time, but I'm excited for the new home. You know, it's a long time coming. It's a lot of fine memories, how it all evolved year after year, and all our friends that we made over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just how important was it for you to be here? I know you're a season ticket holder, so you're oftentimes coming here, but just for this last game, to be here, to be able to step foot in that stadium one more time.
I mean, it's not closure because it's going to continue. It's just like a new home, you know, like if you moved, you know. But it's just kind of like seeing how it all evolved and, you know, how the Bills have to move on from their old stadium to the new stadium, you know.
Yeah. All the years that you've been coming to Bills games, do you have a favorite memory or a favorite game that comes to your mind right off the bat?
And there's bunches of them. Miami game when we stormed the field and tore the goalpost down after losing, you know, 20 games in a row. That was a fond one. Raiders playoff game, 50-something to 3. It was like, you know, 10, 15 below. Yeah, the comeback. I think the best one was the comeback against Houston. I mean, we've seen all them people leave, and you know, for years we would always stay right to the end. So we've seen some really interesting things over the years, but I think that was probably one of the most exciting games I've ever at.
So you could brag that you were one of the people that stayed and didn't leave, come back, and everything. You knew you were staying.
I didn't leave, and I didn't jump the fence to get back in. We stayed. We would stay right to the end, no matter what. Yeah.
Great.
Yep. Oh yeah, it was good. It was really interesting, and it was exciting. Yep.
And I know that there's been a lot of great players to come here, don the red, white, and blue of the Bills. Who's some of your favorites, or is there one particular favorite for you that you've watched?
I tell you. You know, a lot of O.J. was really in the beginning. O.J., because my father used to take me to the Rock Pile, mm-hmm. You know, so I used to see games there, you know, sitting on these wooden benches and stuff. But O.J. was something, you know, in the early years. When Kelly came, you know, that was really cool too. Running backs, phenomenal. I always took a liking to our defense, you know, the guys that played excellent defense, you know, Yeah, it's been now it's the new guys, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know that we're a few hours away from kickoff, but can you just, what does the energy feel like for you? I think you could get the sense that people are excited and, you know, ready to say their goodbyes and move to the new stadium. But what's that energy for you, at least?
I'm cold. No, actually, you know, it's almost like another game, you know. Some put a little more hype to it, you know. knowing that you won't be walking here, you'll be walking across the street, you know. So I think that's an exciting moment, you know, it's the end of an era and a new beginning starting, you know.
Obviously, it's the last game here at the current Highmark Stadium. Just what does it mean to you guys to be here, to be able to see the Bills close out this chapter of their franchise?
Yeah, we're excited. First year season ticket holders in about 16 years. We had him, and I was his plus one for a year. Then we had a baby, and here we are 16 years later. We can afford it again. It's something I had to do for him since he gave up his tickets when we had our daughter. So it was about time, and we're all set up for the new stadium. So we're excited for tonight and to see what will come.
I mean, you guys mentioned that this is your first year having season tickets in a while. I mean, how important was that for you to be here, to be at this last game, to close out this chapter of the stadium and welcome in the next one next year?
Obviously, I would spend any amount of money to give that to my husband. He loves the Bills. He has been a Bills fan since he was born, and I'm a transplant, so I've been for about 25 years and was just so happy to get him in for the final season.
Very good. What are some of the favorite memories for you guys? I mean, who, you know, is there any moment, game in particular that stands out to you guys that kind of, when you think about this stadium, that's going to resonate in your mind for as long as you live?
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of the games, so I'm going to refer to Andy on that one.
No, our season tickets that we had back in, 2009, T.O. catching that 80-yard bomb down the field was always a big one for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
First big play I ever saw at the stadium.
That's awesome.
Love his memory. Love his memory.
I mean, for all the players that have come through this stadium, is there a player or a group of players in your mind that stick out to you as, you know, favorites that you'll cherish?
I fell in love with Josh Allen and will always be his biggest fan ever. But also, Fitzpatrick wasn't always Patrick, so he was kind of cool to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,